We've come to the end of our Vrindavan Parikrama. Today is the final day. We wish we could stay longer and longer in Vrindavan. We wish Kartik would go on and on and on. Yet things must come to an end. In the higher spiritual sense, however, we carry Vrindavan with us wherever we go. There is Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world. There is Boma Vrindavan that we visit in the earthly realm. But ultimately, Vrindavan is within each one of us. Any place where Krishna is the center is Vrindavan. Our great teacher Rupa Goswami says, Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu. If you're always engaged in chanting Krishna's names, serving Krishna in whatever way you can, discussing the wonderful divine play of Krishna, and in this way, if your life revolves around Krishna, Tistan Vraje Tadanuragi Jananugami, then you can live in Vrindavan all the time. And thus you will be following in the footsteps of the residents of Braj. Yes, today we, in one sense, are leaving Vrindavan, but hopefully we are carrying Vrindavan within our hearts. Srila Prabhupada said, Bombay is my office, Mayapur is my place of worship, but Vrindavan is my home. Yet Srila Prabhupada himself physically left Vrindavan, but he said, I never took a step out of Vrindavan. I was always living in Vrindavan because I was always dedicated to trying to serve Krishna and serve his representatives. Today we're remembering that Srila Prabhupada was staying in Radha Damodar temple. Prabhupada was observing one old widowed Bengali lady. Every day that old widow would go to the banks of the Jamuna and then collect water with a broken bucket and bring that water back for the service of the deity. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would even be opening the gate so she could come in. One day Prabhupada turned to one of his disciples and said, this life is her last life. She will not come back here again. She is ready to enter Krishna's abode again. Prabhupada explained that she was living in Vrindavan now. She was living in Vrindavan consciousness. And if someone leaves the world in Vrindavan consciousness, then ultimately they enter Vrindavan.